Welcome now to the midday for a Friday. I'm Norman Gilliland, and as promised, we have live music during much of this hour today. A return visit, the third visit, kind of an annual thing now, from the Lilies of the Midwest, who come into our studio at this time of year, and particularly auspicious this time around. They have a brand new CD that we'll hear mention of. Here's some songs from it, too. And all right, let's just do it this way. Who are you all, and what do you play?
My name is Gina Schultz, and I play the mandolin.
I'm Charlene Adzema, and I play fiddle, and I sing.
I am Kara Rogers, and I play the concertina.
I'm Rick Nelson. I'm the honorary Lily, and I play guitar.
Nothing Lily-livered about the performing, though. And before we get into the live music, what's on this new CD? What is it called? I'm trying to translate the title of this CD.
Well, our new album is called Cats Kaylee. And Kaylee is spelled C-E-I-L-I. And that's the Irish word for big old dance party. And so there's a lovely painting on the front of our album done by local artist Alicia Real. Of some cats that look a little bit like us, maybe.
Look like your instruments, yeah.
Yeah, maybe that's it. And they're having a house party, and you're invited.
Well, okay. So this is a CD that you could put on and dance to.
You got it.
What kind of dances are we talking about?
Well, in Irish dance world, there's a bazillion kinds of dances, but we specialize a little bit, I think, in the Kaylee and set dance, social dances, so not too different from contra or square dance.
Do you play out and about? Do you play dances?
On occasion, yes. On what is here, Gina? Here you go.
On the second Saturday every month at the Wilmar Center, Madison Irish Set Dance hosts a set dance, and beginners are very welcome. And you can find us on Facebook, and we also host dances out of our homes once a month. So we'd love to have you come and dance with us.
Beginners are welcome till they hurt somebody. You don't have to be
luckily
terrible.
We haven't had that happen yet. Let's keep that trend going.
Check your insurance. In the meantime, though, back to the live music. What would we like to start with?
We're going to start with an oldie but a goodie. We call this the Monahan Twig Set because it starts with a tune of that name. And just for you, this track we've been playing for about 5 years or so. And just for you, we changed the middle tune last week. So wish us luck.
Should I ask? Okay, we'll see. Okay, here we go. Lilies of the Midwest. Thank you. And the name of that again is?
That was the Monahan Twig, followed by the Fermoy Lasses, followed by the New Rigged Ship.
All right.
They're all reels.
They're really. So where would you discover that song? In some Irish pub there that you drop in on, or somewhere else?
Yeah, the first tune is a pretty common tune played in a lot of sessions, places where we hang out and meet each other and have musical conversations. Let's see. Oh, I think, who wants to talk about the second one?
The second one is called Fermoy Lasses, and Kara and I took a trip to Ireland in 2021, and as we were passing through Fermoy, we decided we should stop and play this tune. So we recorded ourselves playing Fermoy Lasses in Fermoy.
And how did the locals react to that? Did they like it? Did they join in?
A crowd gathered round and joined us.
Did they?
Yep.
Crowd of musicians, you mean?
What's that?
A crowd of musicians joined you?
Just kidding. It was just us. We were in a church parking lot with the church behind us. I think we put it on Facebook.
Well, I know. I had my debut in Penn Station, and I haven't played since. So these things can be hit or miss. But speaking of crowds, though, we should mention, at least, that you have this CD release party on Sunday afternoon at the Burr Oak in Madison.
Yep. The doors open at 1, and we start the show at 2. There's going to be a whole lot of the tunes off of our album will be there. We've got new T-shirts. We've got
T-shirts,
coasters. Yeah. We've got a limited edition custom-made USB drive filled with our last two albums and a whole bunch of gratuitous cat photos.
You don't see that just anywhere. Well, what's next on the roster?
What do we have next? Oh, we've got a tune set that we call Beaver's Delight.
Okay, Beaver's Delight it is. And what can you tell us about this?
They are polkas.
Polkas? Are there Irish polkas?
There are Irish polkas, especially if you do set dancing. You will have to know how to polka.
Okay, well, so imagine that as we hear Beaver's Delight. That was a surprise ending. Beaver's Delight. Kara Rogers, tell me about that concertina of yours. Is it just a matter of the bellows, or you got some buttons there too?
Yeah, buttons on both sides and the bellows in the middle, of course. This is an Anglo concertina, pretty commonly used in Irish music. And each button has a different note on the push and pull. And there are some duplicate notes on each side, but the left side tends to be a little lower pitched than the right. And yeah, it's a bit of a puzzle to figure out. I can't see my fingers while I'm playing, so it's a lot. It's totally by ear.
How do you break into playing the concertina? Do you start with the accordion, or you just go for it?
I sat in a pub watching someone play for years. Actually, in Chicago, yeah, that's where I got my start with the. And eventually, I decided to get one of my own and took lessons from the great accordion player in Chicago, John Williams, who is just also a very phenomenal concertina player.
And it's a very old instrument, especially often associated with sailors, I believe, because it doesn't take up much room on that rolling deck.
Right.
Well, what else do we have here? This is the Lilies of the Midwest, by the way, playing live in our studio here during the midday.
Sure. I wanted to mention a few things about the last set there. It used to be called the Never Middle-Aged set of tunes. All right. If you go back and listen, you'll notice that there was a moment where we reached back to our 90s roots. The middle tune is a tune I wrote for Gina for her 40th birthday, and she calls it the...
It's called the Cougar, but I would like to say I went to the University of Minnesota Morris, and that is my cover story. Go Cougs.
Oh, okay. We'll let it go at that. Let the deep breather.
And the last tune there is a polka written by Rick's and my very great friend Marion Funk out of Columbus, Ohio, and she calls it the Chocolate Polka.
Oh, I'm sure that's a title guaranteed to win audiences.
Absolutely. Up next, this is as close as we're going to get to playing jigs.
Really?
Just so everyone knows. We're an Irish band, and we're not playing any jigs. But we are playing slides, which is kind of like a jig. It's pretty. It's jiggy, jiggish.
Well, and if only we had the video.
And we're playing three tunes. It's on kosher, which means the feast, the Bridge of Athlone, which is a place in the middle of Ireland, home to our friend Audrey. And the last one is called the Labyrinth. So we hope you can find your way out of this one.
Here we go. those were slides, did you say, Kara?
Yes.
Char? Slides. Yes. Does one's feet leave the ground, the floor, during a slide, or is there more to it than that?
I don't do a lot of set dancing, but Gina does, and she can tell you.
There is a really nice slide set where you drag your left foot in as you're like sliding into the center of the set. That one's always fun to do.
Yeah, so sometimes a drag can be a good thing.
Exactly.
And so that was a series of slides. And what were the names of them again?
Those were On Kosher, The Bridge of Athlone, and The Labyrinth.
Okay. Well, we certainly did find our way out of that one. Let's see. We have one or two more, I think.
We've actually got a song, and it's called The Flower of Maharali.
Okay, The Flower of Maharali.
Flower of Maharali. And this is one of those songs where it's a young man pining away for the love of his life, right? But here's the thing, they're on different sides of Ireland, right? I think the young man is of the Republic and the young lady is of Northern Ireland.
Oh, different
so,
sides in that sense.
In that sense, absolutely. So, it's beautiful, and it is also recorded on our album. So
here we go.
Her shoes of Spanish leather.
song of separation, you might say, from Lilies of the Midwest. And we have one more after this, but of course between now and then we have the quiz question too. All of it after this here on WPR. Yesterday's quiz question went like this. The mass marketing of this Midwestern novelty apparel began with a man cutting up a sofa. Well, it was a foam-filled sofa, and he turned some of that foam into a cheese head. That was back in the 1980s, Ralph Bruno by name, and went on to make quite a number of those cheese heads, still happening. Very popular question yesterday, for some reason. Today's question goes like this. You'd be lucky to find one in the first place, since only about 1 in 5,000 come this way. What are they? You'd be lucky to find one in the first place, since only about 1 in 5,000 come this way. What are they? You have about 25 minutes now to identify them by emailing us at midday@wpr.org, or you can call 1-800-442-7106 and give your answer to Amanda, and we'll see who wins today's prize from among our correct respondents just before 1 o'clock. And now one more from the Lilies of the Midwest playing live here in our studio, and what will it be?
This is another one that is featured on our most recent release, Cats Kaylee, and it's a set of barn dances called Around the Fairy Fort and the Road to Gloonton.
Thank you.
that was fun, and it was nice to see performers smile when they're performing. Don't always see that. That's Lilies of the Midwest, and the name again of that one?
Around the Fairy Fort and the Road to Gloonton.
Lots of road songs, aren't there, in Irish
There's
music.
A lot of roads in Ireland, it turns out.
There certainly are, and everything is so well connected over there. Well, thanks for stopping by and connecting with us again this year for the third year in a row now.
Thanks for having us, Norman. I always like coming here.
And we'll have more music, and I'll repeat our quiz question, too, shortly here on WPR. And thanks to Tyler Dinner for helping to bring live music to the midday today.